Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Welcome to Talking Wealth. I'm Blake Sterling, analyst and assessor at Wealth Within. I'm a firm believer that backtesting and paper trading shares are the foundation for profitable trading. Backtesting allows you to formulate a successful trading plan that you will use to trade a particular stock. This is done by testing a series of different rules over the history of a stock until you have a plan in place that meets your specific win-loss and profit-loss ratios. Paper trading is the practice of enacting trades in a live environment, using your desired trading plan, but without putting your own money on the line. This is done so as to test that your plan actually works. As simple as this process sounds, I see so many new traders and investors make serious mistakes with this process, which leads to frustration, overwhelm, and on occasion, the feeling that backtesting simply does not work. As such, today I would like to share with you 5 tips for successful backtesting and paper trading. By using these tips on your own trading plan development, you will have far greater success with developing a profitable trading plan, will save a stack of time, and be more confident in your trading outcome. Tip number 1 is know who you are as a trader. Now, what do I mean by this? Simply that you need to establish what kind of trader you are going to be. This is a time that you need to perhaps sit down with a piece of paper in a quiet place and honestly document who you are as a trader. Are you more risk averse? Are you after income or growth from your portfolio primarily? Are you more comfortable trading short, medium, or long term? The key here is to be honest with yourself. If you've written down that you want to trade short term, but you know deep down that you have a high aversion to risk, you are only serving to hurt yourself and lose money in the process. Once you have established who you are as a trader, it is much, much easier to work out the stocks you need to backtest and thus trade. Tip number 2. If you are new to trading, stick to the weekly and monthly charts for analysing and backtesting stocks. Too often I see new traders looking to establish very short-term trading plans by backtesting on daily charts and then wonder why their results are so poor. Generally, the reason for doing this is they want to have the money fast. They want to be able to get in and out of stocks whilst retaining a decent profit. However, I recommend that you don't even consider trading short term until you have been trading profitably for at least 2 years over a medium term time frame. Short term trading relies on an advanced set of skills and it takes time to develop such skills. You must be patient and prove yourself to be profitable over a medium term time frame first. Tip number 3. If you cannot establish a profitable trading plan on a stock after 3 or 4 backtesting attempts, then move on. We have a saying that nothing in trading works 100% of the time, and this remains true for backtesting. If you've tried 3 or 4 different trading plans while backtesting a stock and your results are still poor, then move on. Forget about that stock. There are hundreds more to choose from that will provide you with the results you need. Likewise, do not look to trade illiquid or very volatile stocks. Again, this is the realm for advanced traders. More often than not, you'll be whipped in and out of such stocks very quickly unless you have appropriate trading skills. So again, forget about such stocks and simply move on. Tip number 4. Yes, backtesting takes time. Think of it as your apprenticeship. Trading is an art form, and like any great artist, you have to start somewhere. Picasso didn't become a famous artist overnight. Any great craftsman must put in the hours to achieve a desired result, and so it is with backtesting. You need to put in the time and effort to establish the trading plans that will see you become a profitable trader. It is said to become an expert at anything, you need to put in 10,000 hours of work. Now, I'm not suggesting you need to backtest for 10,000 hours, but you do need to put in the hard yards. The results are well worth it. Tip number 5, systemize your backtesting system. You will eventually come to favour some trading rules over others. For instance, I'm more likely to use Dow or GAN over trend lines as a preferred trading tool, but that's just me. Once you have established an idea of how you prefer to trade, the key to saving your time is to systemize your trading system. For example, write down how you will backtest each stock. Backtest 1 may be using straight Dow theory. Backtest 2 may be using Dow with a 10% stop loss, etc., etc. Set up a spreadsheet and record all your results from backtesting and paper trading. Systemize your analysis on your charts that will allow you to apply the same analysis to each chart you have on your watch list. This will save you a stack of time. For example, document the analysis that you apply to each monthly chart when looking at the longer term movement, and likewise, the weekly chart when fine-tuning your analytical view. If you follow these tips, you are likely to have far greater success with your backtesting, paper trade, and eventually become the profitable trader you want to be. Thanks for listening. I'm Blake Sterling, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximise your investment returns, call 1300-SHARETRADE.